that if you're working out, if many people who are stressed out about going to the gym, work out outside, which is a good alternative to going inside a gym. You can work out outside when, along with getting vitamin D, and have a lot less chance of acquiring the virus, COVID-19, because he said being outside and staying way 6 feet apart and socially distanced poses a lot less risk of getting sick. That's because the air is constantly moving. And he actually said, which I like, and I want to make sure I quote him correctly. Boo, boo, boo. Being outdoors reduces the risk of transmission. If you are working out outside and not around other people, for example, your backyard, uncrowded park, or where there aren't a lot of people and can be socially distant, you don't need to wear a mask. If you're out running and not coming into contact with other people, you also don't need to wear it. You don't catch coronavirus by passing someone briefly while jogging or crossing the street.
You're listening to the Addicted to Fitness podcast, brought to you by Elemental Training Tampa. Now, here's your hosts, Nick and Shannon Birch.
Thanks for stopping by and checking out another edition of the Addicted to Fitness podcast. We're coming down to the end of 2020, but we still have some really pertinent information to give you guys. And I think this week is no exception because we're talking about something we've touched on before, but we're going to elaborate more on masks, what they're made of, or what the best material for face masks are to help kind of protect us from COVID-19 transmission. And specifically, I want to go into some recommendations for the fitness enthusiasts who want to wear a mask while they work out.
And specifically, it's to protect transmission to other people.
Mm-hmm. Well, there's actually, that's interesting. Well, let's get into that when we get into the main topic of discussion, because there's actually a caveat to that. It's a yes and, not no but.
Yep.
No but? No yes buts. And. Okay.
No but.
Yes. So, but before we get into that, thank you guys once again for making 2020 the best, most listened to year for the Addicted to Fitness podcast. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
You guys, there's the most downloads we've ever had this year in our, geez, 4 year existence.
Wow. Well, right?
Yeah.
I hope so. It's pandemic.
Yeah.
Been around for a while.
It's true.
You know.
It's true. So thanks again to you guys, and keep it up. Keep sharing the podcast with a friend. Keep rating and reviewing the Addicted to Fitness podcast in Apple Podcasts or your preferred podcast app. As Shannon says,
sharing is caring.
Yes. I was hoping you would remember that.
Yeah.
All right. Training recaps. Would you like to go first?
Sure, it's a short one.
Mm-hmm.
I got really, really tired towards the end of the year, or the end of the year. Yes, towards the end of the year as well, but towards the end of last week. And I ended up just kind of like taking it easy towards the end of the week. But I did get about 3 workouts in. I did 1 like short yoga, 1 HIIT workout, and 1 Peloton bike ride.
Nice. That's pretty good.
Yeah, it was actually switch the yoga. I did a Peloton yoga for the first time in a long time.
Right,
I think I've
so
only
that is not yoga on the Peloton bike.
No.
Okay.
It's
just making sure.
It's not like troga.
Yeah.
Or treadmill yoga.
Spin yoga.
Boga.
Spoga.
Boga. Bike yoga.
Okay. Sorry.
It's not boga.
Mm-hmm.
But it was one of the Dennis Morton, I think is his name.
I'm not familiar with him.
He's one of the Power Zone instructors.
Ooh,
for spin. But he actually did a good job. He did a slow flow. But I tell you, anytime you do a warrior flow, and if anybody does yoga, you know what I'm talking about.
I know
about,
the warrior flow.
And you do those slowly, usually you like look forward to going through those quickly, but he really had you just sitting there and holding it until it was really uncomfortable. So I ended up feeling like I got quite an intense workout, even though it was a slow flow.
Mm-hmm.
You did a good job.
Nice. That's pretty cool. I know, I remember when I used to do DDP yoga. I don't know if anybody is familiar with that.
I found that DVD when I was unpacking that box.
Yes, a former pro wrestler he didn't invent yoga. He
modified.
He modified it and created more little, I would say it's very, I mean, really the coaching is what the biggest difference is. He's very...
probably like power yoga.
Yeah, very. That's probably a good way of describing it. A lot of isometric holds and contractions. So definitely not the gentle flow as some have done before. But, you know, it very interesting, and probably the motto was not your mama's yoga. So take that as with what you want.
Your mama has a yoga?
Apparently.
Okay.
So. Yes, this week did pretty good on my workouts. Back was feeling good, so I got a little bit more into lifting for the upper body. Very light to start, but then ended with some good ones with some kettlebells and sandbag movements. So those felt really good. Back's been feeling good. And what else did I get into? I felt like, you know, I got back to with my stretching and massage gun expert this week, so that was very. I enjoyed that thoroughly.
Sure.
But yeah, so as far as workouts, I think I got 4 solid days in of getting up and working out. And I actually got in, you know, early one morning, got outside. And, you know, it's weather's nice is all I got to say.
Yeah.
So it's nice here in Florida. So, and I know a lot of people are jealous of that. Anywho, so I'm not going to rub it in. But yes, as far as the holiday immunity boosting challenge, did pretty good with the workouts, staying diligent on my vitamins, and doing pretty good at minimizing alcohol intake and sugar intake. We're probably intaking a lot less sugar this week than we did Thanksgiving week, that's for sure.
Yeah, I'm definitely finding it harder though post Thanksgiving than I was pre Thanksgiving. On this side of Thanksgiving, the sugar seems to just be coming from all directions.
Mm-hmm. So I, you know, other than that, I know the vitamin things is, I had a weird experience with anybody who's been the listener of the podcast. I mentioned I take Care of Vitamins. It's a monthly subscription company that lets you pick which vitamins you want. And they send it to you in daily packets, a 30-day supply in daily packets. Well, apparently they had a snafu with their vitamin D. Packaging for some reason. I don't know what it was, but they reached out to me and said they're going to be sending me separate bottle vitamin D because they couldn't get it into my monthly package that was on the way.
Oh.
And apparently they charged me for, I looked at it, probably 10 shipments of vitamin D. Luckily, they're only $5 a piece, so it wasn't a huge thing. But they quickly had to go back and correct it, and they sent me emails being very apologetic and, you know, apologizing thousands of times and how they will never let this happen again and all these things. So I still am a big fan of Care of Vitamins. So they really essentially fix a problem before I even notice when it's an issue. So,
oh, that's good.
Yeah. So I don't need to be too upset with them. So, but yes, I definitely want my vitamin D. So how, mm-hmm. if by chance I get several extra bottles of vitamin D, I know what people are getting in their stocking this Christmas.
Just kidding. You get vitamin D.
I was already thinking about making a care package for my family members and sending them to make sure they're getting zinc, vitamin D, vitamin C, and collagen.
I know.
You know,
that's the worst idea.
I know. So, hey, if you're listening, any Birch family members or non-Birch family members, you might know. You might just got a hint what you're getting for Christmas.
Act surprised.
All right. So the topic of the main topic of today's podcast is mask material. I've been hearing it talked about a lot lately. Obviously, I think there's without a doubt, and you know, I've listened to a lot of different sources, read a lot of different sources. Masks can definitely help reduce transmission. And like Shannon said, not only is it to protect the people not wearing masks, but it lowers the transmission of people wearing the mask who might have the infection. Mm-hmm. It's actually also beneficial for individuals who wear masks of actually, I guess,
to protect them.
Protect them from inhaling or contracting the virus. Okay. There's actually a recent study. I said there was a couple. I don't have them right up in front of me because we're looking at some other studies right now, but couple of studies done that actually it reduces the likelihood that you can actually contract the disease or the virus if you are wearing a mask.
Yeah.
It actually reduces the chances. They're finding a lot of information how even if you are present where somebody has the virus, if you're wearing a mask, it reduces your chances. I saw some of them, some instances up to 70%. You know, they've put the example of, you know, people on like air carriers, like U.S. military, on air carriers, you know, where they had isolated events, but other people were wearing the mask, even they if they were in close contact with people, you know, they had results of a large percentage of people never got to contract the virus because they were wearing a mask. So, yeah, so, I mean, not only is it double if you feel like you maybe be sick, you don't want to transmit anything, or if you're asymptomatic, you're worried about being asymptomatic, you don't have to worry about transferring anything, and vice versa. You don't. You can lower your chances of getting the contracting the virus if you're wearing a mask. Anywho.
Mask, to say we're mask fans.
Yeah, mask materials. So that's kind of the things I was looking for. What's the real breakdown? What's the most effective thing? So there's a couple different sources. Obviously, probably what everybody already knows is that the N95, that is like kind of the gold standard, and that's really kind of reserved for medical professionals and first responders, people that especially work with individuals, COVID patients. So that's kind of the material that they need. And there was a study done in, this is from Science News, but it was done, where is it? I was looking at it. University of Cambridge and Northwestern University. It actually said something about how N95 masks, reported the Journal of BMJ Open, which is a British medical journal, showed that the most fabrics commonly used for non-clinical face masks are effective at filtering ultra-fine particles. N95 masks were highly effective, as we just said, although a reusable HEPA vacuum bag actually exceeded the N95 performance in some respects. And I know, obviously, we actually have some cotton or what's the mask we have? The hemp ones?
Yeah.
Is it a hemp material and I'm assuming some other type of cotton or natural blends?
Something like that.
But we actually have, it has a little pocket where you can put filters in, and we actually use HEPA filters from furnace air filters. Vent. Yes, yeah. Exactly. So, and I've also said in this study, it says that multi-layered masks actually help the prevention or of both, you know, distributing the virus or inhaling the virus. I know those are some lack of better terms, but multi-layered masks, I've heard, I was reading through the study, cotton is pretty highly recommended. Mm-hmm. They even say that dampening, because everybody's worried about that. If dampening, you know, I think like some materials like cotton can get damp. So, but they even said in this article, it says the researchers also studied the performance of different fabrics when damp and after they had gone through the normal washing and drying cycle. Something I was interested in specifically today because I accidentally washed and dried our masks. They found that fabrics worked well when while damp and worked sufficiently after one laundry cycle. However, previous studies have shown that repeated washing degrades the fabrics, and the researchers caution that masks should not be reused indefinitely. Yeah. So, lesson learned by me. You know, maybe try to start hand washing our face mask and air drying them.
Which we've done.
Yes, which I disregarded this time around, unfortunately. I was just on a washing spree.
You did great.
And
you washed so many things.
Which is kind of important, I think this is, you know, you got to kind of cycle through your masks. You know, get a good amount, you know, get a good amount of use out of them, wash them maybe a half a dozen times or so, air dry them, but also replenish them. So I know we've got quite a stockpile so the ones that we wash, we probably haven't even washed them a handful of times yet because we have so many, and we always change the filters that we put in there. So, now, something that's very important to me is the idea of having a mask I use when I'm working with clients, because I do a lot of talking and things like that. So, trying to instruct people, and so I need something that's a little bit more suited for active use. Mm-hmm. And I've talked about it on this podcast before. The name, the brand is called Zenza. Let me see. I'm going to see if Shannon can pronounce it better than I can. So I'm going to break it down here. Then I'm going to give you guys recommendations for a couple of ones that we saw from Men's Fitness about some good face masks for those who are looking for Zenza Performance Face Mask.
Z-E-N-S-A-H.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, it's got the little two loops. One goes on top of your head, one behind your neck. Face, it informs really well to your face, gives a nice tight seal, which they also said in that article we read about from the British Medical Journal. It's super important about reducing transmission and or acquisition of viruses, having a good seal around your face.
Yeah.
So... this Men's Health article is from, let me see, I think it was October of this year, and they have 24 most breathable face masks for running and outdoor workouts. So, not going to give you all 24, but a couple important things that they said in the beginning of this article. They quoted John White, who is MD, Chief Medical Officer from WebMD, which everybody goes to whenever they want to figure out, you know, what some silly...
Whenever they want stress about a particular ailment. Yeah.
If they got a bump on their foot or, you know, a weird rash on their leg, they want to WebMD it and then get really stressed out about it. Yeah. Anywho, so he does say that something that shouldn't stress you out is that if you're working out, many people who are stressed out about going to the gym, work out outside, which is a good alternative to going inside a gym. You can work out outside along with getting vitamin D and have a lot less chance of acquiring the virus, COVID-19, because he said being outside and staying 6 feet apart and socially distanced poses a lot less risk of getting sick. That's because the air is constantly moving. And he actually said, which I like, and I want to make sure I quote him correctly, being outdoors reduces the risk of transmission. If you are working out outside and not around other people, for example, your backyard, uncrowded park, or where there aren't a lot of people and can be socially distant, you don't need to wear a mask. If you're out running and not coming into contact with other people, you also don't need to wear it. You don't catch coronavirus by passing someone briefly while jogging or crossing the street.
Yeah, I actually heard somebody kind of give a good example. They said, like, this person, I think it was like a New York Times health writer or something, mm-hmm. and he said that he's been super conservative in his mask wearing over, like, the entire pandemic, but that he doesn't wear them when he's out, like, on jogging paths or bike paths anymore, because he says it's, like, think of it like you're holding a birthday candle. If someone can't blow it out... like from the distance that they are, like this, like how fast they passed you, like that's not good. They're not going to transmit the virus to you or vice versa. So just think about you're holding a birthday candle when you're out and about. If someone stops to talk to you, they might be able to blow your birthday candle out. But otherwise, even if they were blowing really hard, I don't think they could blow out a birthday candle. So... it's kind of a nice visual.
I agree. And I did see a study, and I think it's earlier, and I don't have it in front of me, but it talks about how UV light essentially kills the virus.
Yeah.
So
that was one
UV
of the
light,
reasons people thought Florida was doing better at the beginning of the pandemic.
And I don't know if it's UV light, UVA, UVB. I know it's light from the sun can kill the virus. Apparently, I remember that was an earlier study I read. So I don't know if it's been updated, so I could be saying some outdated stuff. So please, anybody who's hearing this right now, make sure you Google and look for a study that talks about UV killing coronavirus. So, but that just adds to the idea of what Shannon just said, is like on top of being outside, hopefully in the sun, you're also running by a person, and the chance of getting somebody by briefly passing them on the sidewalk are slim to none, according to obviously like the analogy Shannon gave and this individual on the chief medical officer on WebMD. So a couple of recommendations. The Zenza, as I said, they also said Under Armour UA sports mask, which is about $30. This is another word I can't pronounce. Uniqlo Aerosum face mask, $15. I don't know. It looks like it's just for one. Boom, boom. The Reebok face covers 3-pack. $30 for three. It's a good deal. Mm-hmm. And then we've got some neck garters. We got the UA, which Under Armour Sports Mask Fleece Garter. I don't know if you need fleece, especially for me here in Florida, but that's $40.
I have a neck gaiter.
Mm-hmm. I know they were talking about neck gaiters, I think, in this article over here. They obviously say anything's better than nothing.
Yeah, I got it when I was, like, out walking. I got stuck in, like, mm-hmm. a crowded area. Yeah, like, that's a neck gaiter, basically.
Yeah, so they had a couple other of those, like Shannon said, this is the vocal. This is vocal.
Vocal.
Or vocal. Oh, it's
vocalo.
Like. Yeah, Vocalo Summel UV Protection Face Cover, which is good for, you know, protecting your neck. And, of course, one more. You guys can check out this whole list on menshealth.com. Article, once again, is the 24 most breathable face masks for running and outdoor workouts. One more recommendation, you guys, and it is, survey says, why can't I find something that doesn't have a weird name? The Hurley Multipurpose Neck Gaiter.
Yeah, so basically, and one of the reasons this is a great topic to talk about right now is for some of the reasons that Nick said earlier, we are going to be needing face masks in bulk, basically, for quite a while. Mm-hmm. Yes, you might have, you know, holdouts in your family who say, no, and I'm not really going to get into it. Maybe they're still using their, like, one-time use disposables. The research and the information we're sharing here is to kind of emphasize the fact that, yes, wearing a mask is a great first step, but also taking a little bit of time and effort to understand what's really going to help you in your specific case. It's basically, think of your face mask as like your new outerwear. Like, that is going to be, like, you have different workout gear. People mm-hmm. have different preferences for what they wear when they work out, when they're, you know, going out to a fancy dinner. This is that new thing. It's not just an accessory. It's a piece of performance wear. You really do have to think of it like that. And people are going to need them. So, hey, gift ideas, folks.
Exactly right.
This is the prime time to get those face masks as gifts because everybody's going to need them. Like, I don't care if you're holding your breath for 2020 to be done. 2021 rolls around, you're still going to need your face masks. And you're going to need lots of them. So, this is a wonderful time to think about, you know, not just the cute masks. We know that there's loads of people selling cute masks on Etsy and all these other places. I will say that, like, even finding masks for kids mm-hmm. that fit Ella, that, like, she'll keep on her face, has been such a project. So that's why when it comes to working out, this is a great and timely topic because if you haven't already run into this question, you will. Particularly if you're making, you know, any fitness resolutions in the new year. So definitely consider whether you're buying it for someone else or you want to add this to your wish list.
That's a very good recommendation. You know, everybody's looking for ideas for gift ideas. So yeah. And nobody's going to get mad at a free mask, that's for sure.
I know. And I think, like, kind of what I've seen for a decent face mask, mm-hmm. one that's going to, like, hold up. Yes, you can spend upwards of like $40-$50 a mask, but like the reasonable price ones for reusable multiple times, I'd say about $10.
Mm-hmm.
That's like the average of what I'm seeing of like a good value if you buy them so that they work out to be about $10 each.
Yeah, I think, like I said, the Zenza.
Yeah.
I think we decided that was $15.
Yeah. And so, there are, like, I have a Halo
yeah.
that I got at the beginning of this whole thing. And it's a really good mask. I like it. But the thing was, like, $45, man. Yeah. And honestly, I mean, it's lovely. It's got special fancy filters and everything. But I can't wear it everywhere. It doesn't fit my needs for everything.
I agree. Yeah. And that's true. And like we said, we already kind of outlined, hopefully, in this episode, is that different circumstances call for different needs in your mask. You know, obviously you want something that's is effective. It gives you a tight seal, that is can breathable, but also is, you know, offers you protection and the others, not only you protection, but others protection. So you can kind of research a different type of fabric types like we outlined in this article. But also, you know, don't go out and try to find an N95. You know, that's for the medical grade for people who are working with people with COVID. That's something you're not really in need of. You know, if you, like myself, I train clients, so I need something where I can speak, but also am protected and can protect them. So, just kind of see what kind of situation you really need or some situation you're often in and make your mask purchase based on that.
Yeah. Remember, performance wear. That's right. Mask is performance wear.
You know, if I got a mask in my stocking, you know what I'd be? I'd be pumped. That's what we call a transition, folks. Thank you very much. Like I said, I've been doing this a long time. That's what we call segue. Okay. We're segueing into the portion of the podcast known as What's Got Us Pumped.
Yeah.
So what would you like to do? Would you like to go first or second for your being pumpedness?
Well, I can go first. Mine might seem a little bit lame. People might go, oh gosh, of course you're gonna say that, it must be nice. But honestly, the thing that's gotten me most pumped this past week has been the cooler weather and the fact that, like, we don't really get a fall here. Fall used to be my favorite season when I lived up north. Then I'm from New England. We see harsh winters, harsh summers, but fall was a magical time. And that's what our winters here in Florida kind of feel like. They feel like the early, like September, late September to October time frame up north, where you can get some real cold snaps that have you bundled up, boots, layers, the whole thing. And then you can also get
boots in the fur.
Okay, Nelly. Or you can get the warmer days where you can just go outside and just sit in the sun and not have to worry about getting sweaty. So we've been having a quote-unquote cold front. And we have gotten some cooler temperatures down to, like, the high 30s, which we're in Central Florida. So, I mean, that's cold. I don't particularly feel like that's cold. Like, even though I'm sure my blood is thinned, I still feel like I retained some of my New England, I don't know, feelings about cold weather or like tolerance of cold weather. And since I see it so much less, it really has me pumped. So it's just nice. Like, I want to have the windows open. I feel like the air is fresh and like the season is new, and it's perfect because it's like the holidays right now. So it all the better fits the fact that, you know, we're walking around in winter light displays and stuff like that with fake snow falling down, that it's not 90.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
And I don't think we have to worry about hurricanes, nice. I think. I'm not going to jinx
it. Knock on wood. Yeah. I think they said that hurricane season's technically extended this year unofficially because of weather 2020. Patterns. And it's 2020. Because
it's 2020.
Did anybody see the new Match.com?
Of the devil? Yeah.
With the devil Satan. Finally finding his match. In 2020.
Yeah.
Great.
It is pretty funny. So what's got me pumped is something we've talked about on the podcast before, but it's back in my life again, and I'm very happy. That is CBD oil, specifically from Cured Nutrition. If that name rings a bell, we spoke to Joseph Sheehy. He is the CEO, one of the CEOs of Cured, and he's we learned about his story and the company's story, and I am back to using their CBD oil every night to help fight inflammation and also reduce anxiety and just relax at the end of the night. So
yeah.
I got it back. I'm very stoked about that, and I don't want to jinx it, but I think we might have one more giveaway for you guys sponsored by Cured before the end of this year. So
I'm very excited because I also have a new fresh supply of my sleep formula, which is called, it's their Zen product.
Mm-hmm.
And after, I speak of this purely because I've tried so many different like natural sleep assistants, not pills or stuff, but you know, melatonin, all the night routines. This stuff's amazing. Right. I only take it like when I really feel like I need it, but dear goodness, can't recommend it enough.
Yeah, I take mine every night. So unlike Shannon, I take mine every night. So, but yes, hopefully you guys stay tuned. We got a couple more episodes left in this year. We're going to go...
including our favorites.
Yeah, we're going to give you a little bit of our kind of the favorite episodes of the year. And we also got our predictions to do for 2021. Yeah. So that's coming up.
And we'll also check in and see how we did on this previous year.
Absolutely right.
Our predictions to see what made it and what didn't.
That's right, guys.
Everything basically got thrown out.
Yeah. Yeah, I know. It's be interesting to go back this year.
It's going to be fast.
Keep sharing the podcast, guys. Keep giving us rating reviews, and we'll keep giving you that that useful health and fitness info. Got anything else for him tonight?
No.
This has been another edition of the Addicted to Fitness podcast, and we'll check you next time.
Bye.
For all things Addicted to Fitness, you can check out our website, addictedtofitnesspodcast.com. You can also give us a follow on Twitter, @TheATFPodcast, and like and follow the Addicted to Fitness Podcast Facebook page. Last but not least, please give us a rating and review in the iTunes store. Thanks.